Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Earl Ingram, guest hosting for Maggie Dawn. You know, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Listen, it's Monday. I do a Motown Monday on my show from 8 to 10, Monday through Friday at 540 AM WAUK. So you can hear all those great, you know, songs from Motown and back during my time. You know, I'm talking about the life and legacy of one Mr. James Earl Carter Jr. You know him as the 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter. Listen to some of these things. Jimmy Carter is credited with establishing the Department of Energy. I bet you didn't know that. Using the Department of Energy Organization Act in 1977, he signed the act on August 4th, 1977, as part of his efforts to arrest the U.S. energy crisis of the 1970s. The department was tasked with coming up with and implementing energy policies. His efforts were also complemented by the Carter Energy legislation, which was passed by Congress on October 15, 1978. The legislation lifted a number of regulations in the industry, including areas concerning the sale of natural gas, price control, and tax credits to consumers that use energy judiciously. Carter was instrumental in getting the Camp David Accords across the finish line, something that many presidents before him had attempted. But you won't hear people telling you about this. They'll give you all sorts of things. Well, you know, he didn't agree with Israel. You know, wasn't true. But anyway, he was instrumental in getting the Camp David Accords across the finish line. The political agreement saw Middle East countries, Egypt and Israel, bury the hatchet after more than three decades of hostilities. The agreement, which was facilitated by Jimmy Carter, saw Egypt's Anwar Sadat and Israel's Prime Minister Menachem Begin meet up at the country retreat for the U.S. President Camp David. It remains unknown what negotiations took place during those 12 days in September 1978 at Camp David. However, Carter was able to convince the two leaders to sign the 1979 Egypt-Israel Peace Treaty in Washington, D.C. The treaty went a long way in defusing the Arab-Israeli conflict in the region. Egypt thus became the first Arab state to accept Israel's statehood and its right to exist, a very monumental and prominent idea that Jimmy Carter was able to get done. Both leaders of Egypt and Israel, Anwar Sadat and Prime Minister Menachem Begin, were awarded the 1978 Nobel Peace Prize for the peace treaty brokered by Jimmy Carter at Camp David. President Carter dialogued with the Soviet Union in an effort to get both countries to halt nuclear testing for an agreed period of time. He was very particular about stopping nuclear tests done underground or in the air. Carter and his advisors struck a deal with the Soviets to demilitarize the Indian Ocean. On January 18, 1979, Carter and Soviet leaders Leonid Brezhnev signed the Strategic Arms Limitation Treaty, the SALT II Treaty, that was then discontinued in the first term of Donald Trump. He just did away with SALT II Treaty, his first term. He established the Carter Center in 1982 to champion human rights across the globe. This nonprofit organization remains a very relevant body to this day, fighting for economic equality, social justice, and women's rights. It is the presence in over 100 countries where it often serves election observers. And And so Jimmy Carter, his deregulation in the beer industry enabled people to home brew as they could buy materials needed. Prior to that, it was illegal to sell malt, yeast, and hops to home breweries. This created more jobs in the industry. Appointed by President Bill Clinton as peace broker during the North Korea peace talks of 1994, Carter had some negotiations with Kim Sung, too. He was also involved in getting Alonzo Gomes released from the North Korea in August 2010. In honor of his years of work in the Carter Center, Jimmy Carter received the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002 that year. He had also campaigned very hard in hopes of halting the U.S. President George W. Bush's plan of going to war against Iraq. Over his very rich, fulfilling career, he had been bestowed upon several honorary degrees from universities across the world, accolades and medals for his tireless work in promoting freedom and human rights. This is really an honor and a privilege to talk about the life and legacy of Jimmy Carter. I'm Earl Ingram. I'm filling in for Maggie, guest hosting for Maggie Dawn. We'll continue the conversation. A lot more to talk about. 855-752-4842.